Cool. We're going to finish up the forgiveness, forgave. And there's another one, I forgot it. That's good. I just made that up. Yeah. The last week has been really a rough week. Both rough and good. You want to get up there and preach? Is that ready?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was just making sure. But I always cry out, Lord, you know, what can I do? And well, he said, here, you can do this. And I'm always thinking, all right, good, the Lord opened a door for me to get in this ministry and do this and do that. And you know, I never think. But I never sit down and think before I ask what's going to happen and what's going to be entailed, what's going to be involved. And now it's just like, whoa, the price. The price I paid. I guess if you're not in it, you wouldn't understand the price that I'm talking about, the pay to serve the Lord. And I think Pastor Haynes preaching on that 11 o'clock service made it crystal clear that when you're reading that Bible, it's telling you to do certain things for a reason. That's what he wants your life to become. That's why he gave us those instructions. And I'm not any better than anybody else. God, anybody knows me, knows I've made just as many, if not more, mistakes than anybody else. But I'm just telling you this, when God calls you to put you in a ministry, get you out there somewhere, it's not a light thing when you don't listen to what his word says. I mean, men of God, singer, you know, song leaders and all that are held to a higher accountability to listen to that word and get it out there for people. And I'm just going to tell you, hopefully next week or the week after, I'm going to go to Olean and see where this Bible study is going to happen. Pastor hooked me up with this guy, and we're going to get a Bible study going for street people. I'm going to teach street people, verse by verse, the Bible in Olean. Have I ever dealt with street people? Of course, I was a street person. I was a gangster, a thug, a drug dealer, whatever you want to call me, I pretty much have been it. And I believe the Lord has put that on mine and Terry and our pastor's heart to open that door for me. So am I nervous? Of course I'm nervous. Why? Because I'm going to be thrown to the den. I'm going to be thrown to the lions. They're going to stand up and ask me questions that things I just don't know. To the normal average person, they look bad, but it's going to be kind of good. Why? Because it's going to keep my nose buried in the book. That's where my answers are going to come from. God forbid if I ever went there and got my answers from commentaries. I used to believe in that stuff all the time. And some people, they still might use them. Go ahead, that's you. Me personally, I'd rather just stay in the Bible. I learn more coming from the Bible than any of that stuff. I'm not saying you can't reference it or whatever. Everybody knows Pastor John Asquith. He would advise you to stay away from them. That's where I learned. I learned under Pastor John Asquith. Now, if you want to use them, that's up to you. I'm just saying, as far as me, I like to get in the Bible. Where I get this study? This study that I got right here did not come from some other man. This here came from me just getting the Word of God and letting him give me what I... And, you know, he wants to teach us all like that. And to me, it's a good time. The preaching at the 11 o'clock was just... I mean, it was right where I needed to be. I just loved it. I need to hear that myself. But anyway, I'm going to... Forgiveness is what we left off on. I finished it. It's in the Bible 7 times on forgiveness. One of my favorite verses in the world is Isaiah 38:17, which says, let me just read it. Isaiah 38:17 says, "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back." You know, people say that all the time. Yes, I've forgiven you for things. I'm over it. Forgiveness is part of my life. It is what I am now. And as soon as you say it to somebody, and that person says something to you, we see how quick that forgiveness is forgotten. You really haven't forgiven. I mean, a lot of people hold on. Yes, brother and sister, I forgive you. And then a week or so goes on there, they might say something or do something that you don't agree with, and that forgiveness is taken back. You take that back. I thank God for Jesus, who took my sins, threw them behind his back, and they won't be brought back to me. Amen. It's gone. It's over with. He cleansed me from them. And we're going to start right here. Turn my page. Forgiven. We're going to start with forgiven. I've given you... I left my first page at home. I've given you 3 out of 5. Now we're on forgiven. Forgiven is in the Bible 38 times. 38 times the word forgive is in the Bible. Remember, all these add up to 104. 104 is the Psalm 104. It's the Psalm of creation. Where did creation come in? Creation, because God created all things, including forgiveness. It's not in man's heart to forgive. God had to put that in man's heart. That was, man wasn't made with forgiveness in their heart. God had to create that just as well. That's where that forgiveness comes from. It comes from God. And we're going to go into that. We're going to go into Luke 6:37. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you should be forgiven. We're doing the word forgiven. The word forgiven is used in the Bible differently than all other words that we've been talking about. Forgiven is a word only used when God or Jesus has done the action. Forgiven is never in the Bible related to a human action. It's always what Jesus or God has done. They're the ones who have forgiven. You read the Bible through and through. Go ahead and look up all the words. And that every time you see the word forgiven, it is never ever associated with what a human being has done. It's always associated with what God or Jesus has done. Forgiven. That's why it's used so differently than the other words. Forgiven is a word used only when God or Jesus has done this. Example, Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. See that? Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That did not come from a human action. That came from God because of what Jesus done. That's why we're forgiven. And that word, every time you see that word forgiven, it's because God has done something or Jesus has done something. It's not a human being that has given the forgiveness. And forgiven, that's a pretty interesting fact there. God forgave us for what Jesus has done and nothing else that we did. Being forgiven is something God has chosen to do because of Jesus. We forgive because what Jesus has forgiven us. I was just lying around yesterday, and something came to my head. I think I wrote it down. Okay, here we go. Jesus, the Creator, created forgiveness. It could not be have come from the human heart. Because of Jesus' forgiveness, we now strive to live a life where we sin less. Because of Jesus' forgiveness, I now, in my heart, walk around and try to live my life sinning less. Because Jesus forgave me. That was such a deep thing that touched my heart. It was something that was so strong and powerful for what Jesus has done for me. And I want to live my life as a forgiven person. You see, somebody who doesn't believe they're forgiven still lives a life full of sin. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. If I say, yes, I forgave you, and you believe I forgave you, you'll be comfortable. Things will go right. But if I tell you, no, you're forgiven, and you don't believe that, you're not going to be comfortable around me, you're not going to want to do anything to help me, you're not going to want anything to be any closer to me or whatsoever. That goes the same with Jesus. If you really believe in your heart that Jesus forgave you, your life will change. You'll try to sin less. If you don't believe you're forgiven, you won't. It will not change. You'll be the same old person. Mm-hmm. That goes along with what Pastor preached about at 11. Because of his forgiveness, I try to strive to live a life where I sin less. I want sin out of my life. I want all that garbage away from me. And because I'm forgiven, I can now live a life. I just can't believe. I sit back and I still get happy because I just can't believe what the Lord has forgiven me for. Amen. I can't believe I guess you would have to live my life to understand where I come from when I say I can't believe what He's forgiven me for, because He's forgiven me for so much. It's just unspeakable. It's just unimaginable that somebody would ever forgive somebody like me for doing the things that I've done to people. It blows my mind. I get excited over it. I don't seem too excited right now. It's quiet in here. Nobody's excited. I'm excited. I miss my kids too. You know, it's good to have, they go to grandma's house, and they're like, all right, cool. And they're like, man, where are the kids at? You know, they're gone, you know. And we miss them, so it's kind of odd not having them here. They've been on my, they're always on my mind a lot. You know, I'm afraid to lose my kids to hell. I'm afraid to lose my kids to this world, man. That's a real fear of mine. I mean, it's an honest fear. And we're not, you know, I'm not the almighty protector. God is. But I sure like to teach them the Bible and teach them the right way. That's the prayer of my heart every day, that my kids will just pick up on this Bible, pick up and just, you know, and, you know, I can only teach them is what I can teach them, what the Bible tells me to. But I just pray that they'll have an open heart to that forgiveness that Jesus gave me. Okay, you don't have to live my life. You don't have to go to the extremes that I did to be forgiven. Everybody needs to be forgiven.
Amen.
Everybody has a sin nature. That's why Jesus Christ went to that cross, for that sin nature. And once we get that down, I want my kids to see that. And that can't be something I force on them. Being forgiven is something God has chosen for us because of Jesus. We forgive because what Jesus has forgiven us. Colossians 3:13. I just read that. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, I didn't read that, I'm sorry. Colossians 3:13 says forbearing one another. Can you imagine? I mean, Black Creek is lucky.
Amen.
Because we forbear each other. We just really do. When we're all here together and for years now, we have been forbearing. We've been able to put up with each other. And hard at times, hard. But we've been able to do it here. And Pastor Hank can attest, that's a hard thing to do for a church. To forbear one another. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They have their own problems, their own burdens. They don't want yours. But the Lord wants us to forbear them, people. He wants us to be able to put up with their things. Because He puts up with ours.
That's right.
Could you imagine if the Lord held that against you every day? We all make mistakes. We all fall. We all sin. Because imagine if He held that against us every single day and didn't forbear us and said, that's it, get him out of here. Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Forgiving one another. We're going to do wrong to each other. How much of it in your heart is to forgive somebody? That's a hard thing to do. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Does it say that? Does it put stipulations on there for you? No, it does not. He wants you to forgive him. Now, I'm not trying to blow anybody up or anything, but when Chris first came here, I had a problem with him. My pride came up. I mean, it just rolled up in my head. I didn't like him. I thought he walked around like somebody who knew everything and this and that. And you know what the Lord showed me? Chris is Chris. God's going to use him in a way that it's not my business to stick my nose in.
That's right.
Who am I to judge him?
That's right.
You know, in my heart of hearts, I had to say, Lord, help me to love him and forgive him. I have not one. Do I have anything against you? I treat him just like I would anybody else. I have nothing against that man. I love him and his family. I love talking to him. I love seeing what's going on in their life. I have nothing against them. Why? Because Jesus says, forbear them. Forgive them. How many of you guys are willing to do that? There's some, each and every church has somebody that you just have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus is talking about in Colossians 3:13. Well, we don't want to do that. Where's the forgiveness that you got from Jesus? Could you imagine if He held that against you?
Yeah.
He forgave you, so He wants you to forgive others. It says right there at the end of that verse, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Yes.
Let it go. Be done with it. Chris didn't know I had an issue with him. Did that ruin his life? Did that bother him a bit? No, but it ate me up every day. That's what it's going to do to you when you can't forgive somebody. It's going to eat you up every single day. While that person goes on and living their life, it's going to eat you up every single day. It's going to, you know what that forgiveness, that unforgiveness is going to turn into? Bitterness.
Yeah.
Then you're in a world of trouble.
Right.
Then you're going to be start heading down the road that's totally just, you don't want to go there. I'm just telling you, man. Pray God. Pray to God. It's easier to forgive when you know you have been forgiven. I know that I've been forgiven, so therefore, if somebody does something against me, I can forgive them pretty quickly. Not all the time, but pretty quickly. I'm learning that. If somebody does something wrong against me, do I not forgive them pretty quickly, Ann?
Yeah.
Some instances it's not as quick as they should be. The Lord lets me know, puts a knuckle upside my head, lets me know that I've done. You want to hear something funny? This message is 5 pages long about forgiveness. Do you know why I got this? Because I had unforgiveness in my heart. That's why the Lord gave this to me. How's that? That's where that message came from. When I sit here and tell you I preach where I go through, where I'm learning, as the Lord is teaching me, that's what I preach. That's my style. My style is to tell you what I'm going through. I haven't learned this all the way. I don't have this perfected. That's not why I'm preaching this. This would be something that I live the rest of my life. But the Lord just showed me I had unforgiveness in my heart and I need to get it right. And you know what? He gave me a message out of it to share with others.
Amen.
That's how I preach. I preach what I go through. My wife, a lot of times, she don't like what I'm going to have to come up here and say. But you know what? I'm not here to please her. I'm here to please the Lord. Sometimes it's just she's going to have to sit back and let it go. A lot of my preaching comes from our lifestyle, the struggles that me and her are going through. And that's a hard thing for somebody to have to sit there and listen to. But you know what? There's a message in it. There's a message in it. Paul says, follow after me after I do Christ. Why? Watch his life. Watch what he's going through. Hey, if somebody's living as a Christian, living in this world, we should look up to that. I look up to Pastor Haynes. I don't say he's a God. I don't worship him like he's a God. I look up to my pastor, Pastor John Ashcroft. Love that man to death. I told him about this. I don't worship you like a God, but I look up to you. You're my hero.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay? Forgiving. It's a new one now. Forgiving. It's in the Bible 4 times. Colossians 3:13 again. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any. You know that's mostly what it is in churches. Quarrels that turn into fights. Why? Because then bitterness steps in. They usually just start out simple quarrels. Then bitterness gets in there and pride. And guess what it becomes? A fight. Because there's no forgiveness. See, God knows how to write the Word. I mean, He knows how to write a Bible. If you want to get in there and just study it out and see what He has in there, He can show you some things. Do you think that, do you think that it's only preachers, pastors, evangelists, Sunday school teachers, are they the only ones that get the Word? God says, here, study to show yourself. Show me that you want something to do with my Word and I'll teach you. I listen to Jordy and Chris all the time saying stuff. I'm like, man, they're studying.
Right.
It's evident in people's life when you hear stuff come out of their mouth.
Amen.
Now, God wants to share that with every one of us. He wants to give every one of us something. There's something in that Bible. Forgiving, the word doesn't mean one time. It means to continue to do so as needed. I'm not a scholar, but I believe the ing, on the end of forgiving, the ing means to keep doing it. It does never end. Forgiving, that means it's constant. It just continues. It never stops. It just continually goes on and on. You have to continue to forgive people. Oh, okay, I have something against one. I'm going to forgive one time. I never have to forgive again. No, the ing on the end of that word, forgiving, means to continually do it. Regardless of who it is. It doesn't give a name. It says forgiving. That ing means to continue to do it. Continue to do it. Continue to do it. Okay, well, I forgave that person. Now I'm all done. And God put somebody else in your heart. No, maybe not. That's right. He wants you to buy it. Because, it teaches us how to deal with people better. Just imagine this. If you could have the forgiveness. First, you're a saved person. Even if you're not saved. Listen, when you get saved, you're a saved person. You know the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Now just imagine, if you could sit back and say, the Lord forgave me and the person that I was. Now I'm going to look at that person, I need to forgive them because that's what Jesus wants to do to them. He's got something better for them. He's got something better than their whole life. They may not always be this way the rest of their life. Now I need to get that forgiveness in my heart for them and just let that go. We need to look at people like Jesus would look at them. Thank God He didn't look at me like I was just a worthless guy. He looked at me and said, there might be something I may be able to use this guy for. He sees the end product, and that's how we need to see people. Our brothers and sisters that are saved, and we want to hold something against them when Jesus forgave them. Jesus forgave them. They've been washing their blood. We can't hold nothing against them. He wants us to let go of that. Forgiving. The word means to continue to do it. It does not end. Matthew 18:21 says, then Peter to him said, Lord, how oft my brother sinned against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7.
Yeah.
This forgiving is continual and does not end.
Right.
He does not want you to stop. And it brings healing. If I didn't forgive people, I would just be a bitter person sitting on the pews. But because I can forgive, my life, I can walk up to people better. I can have a better relationship with people. And to hold something in my heart against them. I can walk up to them now, smile, shake their hand, or whatever the greeting is, or whatever, and not have anything against them, not have any malice against them. And that's what Jesus wants from us. There's a reason why. Could you imagine if I walked up to a person, last week I went to dinner with some guy I never met in my entire life. Pastor hooked me up with him, and obviously he's lost. And could you imagine if I just walked up to him and just started treating him like he was a disease? That's not what Jesus asked us to do. But a lot of churches are getting caught up in that these days. They don't want the people from the highways and the byways. They want somebody who's already dressed right. Somebody's already in there. No, listen, Jesus says you got to get that out. We got to go out there and get these people in here. People like us, the Morris, people like the Montgomerys, people like the Balos. That's who God wants in here, man. He doesn't want those shiny apples in here. He wants those rough and rugged ones to come here and get saved, have a changed life. Why? So we can spread them around and send them back out there and be a testimony and a witness. You know? That's what he wants to do. Forgiveness. What a beautiful thing to rest your head on at night. I don't know about you, but you know what? My conscience is so clean because of forgiveness, I can sleep good at night. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me say it this way. Physically, I have a hard time sleeping. But nothing bothers my conscience. That doesn't keep me awake anymore at night. It's my body that keeps me awake because I'm hurting and I'm pain. But my conscience does not keep me awake. It doesn't bother me anymore. I sleep good at night in that sense. I don't need sleeping pills and everything else to make me go to sleep at night. I just don't. Man. I don't know if you know the story, but when I first met Pastor John, I was on 19 pills a day, brother. Mm-hmm. 19 pills a day. And I'm just telling you. And it was just covering up the pain that I needed to feel. And I don't doubt anybody who's on medicine. I don't. That's between you and God. I'm just saying there were some pains that I need to feel. It's something I need to get. And if the Lord shows you that you need to get off it, please, you got to go to your doctor. Don't listen to me and everybody. I'm not telling you to get off your pills. I would never do that to anybody. But I'm just telling you what God did for me. There was something that I needed to see. That was his reasoning behind me. Me, Dale Moore. He needed me to see something. So that's why I got off of them. And man, I feel better. I'm saved. Got saved because I just need to see something. Forgave 7 times in the Bible. We're on forgave now. Matthew 18:27 says, "Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt." This word is also used as the word forgiven. Forgiven and forgave are words only used when God or Jesus has done this. Forgave and forgiven are only actions that are given to God and Jesus when they've done something. It's never associated, in the Bible, I'm talking about in the Bible, it's never associated with a human being. It's always an action of Jesus Christ or God. Those two words are. Forgave and forgiven are two words only used when Jesus Christ or God does something. I just thought that was interesting. Why? Why is that interesting? Because it's Creator. He had to create that. Could you imagine this? Adam and Eve were born. They mess up. If there was no forgiveness, if God did not create a way of forgiveness, Jesus Christ would have never had to go to the cross. We would all be dying and going to hell. What was that forgiveness? God said, "Well, here's forgiveness, my son Jesus Christ." That's forgiveness. That's forgiveness of sins, the Bible says. He knew what he was doing. We don't. We think this forgiveness business or forgiving people, we think that is just a word that God put in there for no apparent reason whatsoever, and it's so beyond that. And you'll be quite surprised if you study the word, that words, God uses words a whole lot different than we ever thought. When you just really start studying them out, we think, oh, I know what that word means. Do you know what it means? Go in the Bible, study it, see what it really means. I would have never known forgave and forgiven are only words used associated with an action that God or Jesus takes. I would have never known that if I didn't get in there and study it. Actually, if I didn't get whooped out by God for holding forgiveness in my, unforgiveness in my heart. Unforgiveness. It says, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. We know that God was moved with compassion. And he loosed us and forgave the debt. What debt? People say, what debt? I don't owe God a debt. You do. Your sin debt. It's a price you will never pay. No matter what works you think you can do or what you can strive for, or anything, you will never pay off that debt on your own. Ever. Ever. It's not going to happen. There's only one person who can pay that debt. It's Jesus Christ. He's the one. He's the price. He's the one who says, God, come up and I can take that. He's the one who forgave us. Forgiven and forgave are two words only used when God or Jesus has done this. Acceptance. Now I'm going to go into something here. It's kind of choppy. I just learned this very quickly. Me and Pastor discussed it. There's one place that uses the word. It's 2 Corinthians 2:10. It says, now, this is Paul talking. It says, to whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes I forgive it, I am the person of Christ. Does anybody get what he said there? I had to go to Pastor on this because I had no clue. John 20:23, they're given power as an apostle. At that power, when they had that power of apostle, they were able to forgive sins. Paul just said, whoever I forgive, he had the power here to forgive these people. That's what Pastor John told me. That he said, go to John 20:22. It says, Paul uses it here, but he uses it in the person of Christ. He was given the power to forgive by Jesus in John 20:22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. John 20:23 said, whosoever you sins remit, they are remitted unto them. And whoever sins you retain, they are retained. That's the only time that word is ever given to a human being is when Paul uses it as an apostle. Now, like I said, it's dicey. I don't understand the full whole aspect of that or whatever. But that word forgiven is used one time and is given to Paul. And he's an apostle. And if I understood it right, Jesus gave him the power to forgive sin. Okay? I don't understand that. That's the only time that word differs from all the other words. Otherwise, it's an action by Jesus Christ. But if you look at it, it's still by Jesus. Had to get power. Where do we get power from? Ourselves? I think I don't rely on myself for power. You know why? Because I always end up in my face with scratches and bruises and cuts and everything else. How many times does it fall on our face when we rely on God? How many times does he have to stick his hand down there and lift us up? Thank God, 1 John 1:9 is there. If you forgive our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank God we have that to rely on. Thank God. I'm going to go, still the word is used because it's something Jesus has done. Without that power given to him by Jesus, he would have never been able to do so. And so it is with us. Without the power of Jesus in our lives, we cannot forgive either. In our flesh, we hold on to things, and most are comfortable in their bitterness. Most are comfortable in their bitterness. Most are comfortable with the, I don't want to forgive. I'm just going to hold on to this, and that's what I'm going to do. And they become bitter, and they like it. They feel comfortable in their bitterness. I just tell you, I thank God that I don't live in my bitterness, because to me it was not a comfortable place to be. And was it always that way? No. But I believe God had to open my eyes to my bitterness being uncomfortable. And when he opened your eyes to your bitterness being uncomfortable, then you can start forgiving. Mm-hmm. But when people are holding on to that bitterness, I mean, they hold on to it like it's the best. I mean, it's like their best friend. And they just don't want to let it go, man. And they wonder why they could be in a crowded room and feel alone. I mean, what a horrible place for somebody to be. And you could just get rid of it. But God wants us to forgive others as he's forgiven us. Which is a lost thing in family,
friends, among Christian brothers and sisters. And that is not the way the Lord intended it to be. Our churches, our homes, our friendships, and our families would be a whole lot better if there was just a little more forgiveness.
Yes.
A little more, just a little more of a little more patience with each other.
Yeah, that's good.
Which the Bible says that we're all one body. As a saved person, we're all one body. And if we're one body, it says that we'll take care of and nourish the body. Mm-hmm. We have to listen. This world is not going to help us out, people. This world is not going to help us on this trail. It's not going to help us blaze the trail that we want to blaze on. This world is not going to get us through. The very ones that are sitting in Black Creek Baptist Church will be there for each other.
Yeah.
If we can hold on to that. Now, listen, the world, the devil, they want us to hold on to unforgiveness. They want us to hold on to bitterness. They want us to separate, sowing discord among the brethren is what the Bible calls it. That's what that's what the devil wants. That's what this world wants, is for us to have the unforgiveness towards each other. Why? Because then we fit in perfectly with the world. Think of all the unforgiveness out in the world, and people are just the way that people are today, just the way the homes are today. If people could just forgive one time, if people could just forgive just a little bit more, if people could just give a little more leeway and just stop holding on to every little single thing. You tell me, as I can raise my hand, I'm guilty as all can be, and how many little tiny things that I held on to with all my life for no apparent reason whatsoever. Nothing. It did me no good. Why? The other person lived their life. I know a family member right now. I just try to help him and say, if you could just let go of that. If you could just let go. Well, this happened. That's 42 years ago that happened. 42 years ago that happened, and you're still holding on to that. You have to let that go.
That's right.
But this hurts and that hurts on my body. It's because you're being eaten alive by that cancer called bitterness and unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Eating them alive. And then when I try to tell them and point, and not in a bad way, my wife hears the conversation in a good, loving way. Just try to point out, to give them just a little, if they could see that where I'm coming out of the Bible, just to give them a little bit of relief. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, I want a little bit of relief. That's why it's just a little relief from this would be great. And if I could help them get a little bit of relief, they don't want it. Mm-hmm. How's that? Rejection or no, Aim? You know they reject it. And I'm just trying to show them how to get a little bit of relief. They don't want the relief. And it hurts my heart because it's my family. It's my flesh and blood. It's somebody who I love. And I want the best for them. I always look at it and say, Lord, please, I don't want to look down from heaven one day and see him in the pits of hell.
That's right.
That's not what you ever intended. It's not your will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Please bring them to repentance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention a name, but there's somebody in my life who I pray hard for. Hard. Because you know why? I say, Lord, teach me how to win this person so I know how to win others. If I can win this one person to you, Lord, I'll know how to win them all. I may not, but it's a good start. I don't know how else to show anybody relief, but by taking it out of the Word of God, using my life as a testimony, and just whatever the Lord teaches me to teach others and show them there's a different way of life. God has something better for all of us than what we see here on this earth.
Amen.
People are trading in eternity for temporal things.
Yes.
I put it on Facebook the other day. I said, you're really going to give up eternity for these temporal things? You think God's leaving you alone, you're okay because you have a job and money and, you know, you've got cars and you got this and you got that. You think, I don't have to live that way. And it's so mad. You know why? Because God's sitting up there with a broken heart saying, that's your reward. Go ahead, enjoy it, because I've got to lose you. You're going to go to hell. They're willing to give that up. Oh, God's not bothering me. He's not correcting me. No, he's leaving you alone because he feels bad for you because of what you're choosing.
He wants you to enjoy something because you're about to go to hell forever, for eternity. It's never going to end. He feels sorry for you. He's still sending people your way, sending messages your way, sending men of God your way, sending prayers your way. He's doing all this stuff to get you to just open your eyes for a second, but you want to refuse that. The forgiveness is already done. You see, when people come to Christ, it's already done. The forgiveness is over with. You don't have to do nothing. It's already done. Mm-hmm. He'll show us how to forgive. Do you think I'm perfect in forgiving people? I just told you I wasn't. But, here's the big but. No, not the one behind me, but. With Jesus Christ in my life, I can forgive.
Right.
I have a new heart now to forgive quickly.
Yeah.
Why? Because he teaches me. He gives me peace when I do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
If I get to share with each individual, and Pastor Haynes vows for this, he knows what the peace is. I'm sure most of you guys know what the peace of God is. But if I get to share with those who don't understand just a little nudge of it, I guarantee you they would trade anything in this world to get that little bit of peace in their life. They may not admit it, but that's what they want. And I'm just saying, that forgiveness is something, I mean, I thought I forgot something. I did not forget. Jesus wants to forgive all, but all don't want to forgive. They want nothing to do with forgiveness. And I'm just telling you now, he made a way for us to be different. He made a way for things to be better. And I don't want to keep rambling on because I really am finished. I got finished a little earlier than what I expected. But maybe we can sing a song and then be done. How's that sound, Pastor?
Sounds good.
Amen.